At the 2013 AgConnect Expo and also co-located U.S. Custom Harvesters Conference, I'm visiting here with Jim Molenburnt with New Holland. And first of all, Jim, tell me what you do for New Holland.
I'm the manager of our cash crop specialist for North America.
Well, we have been chatting a little bit before starting this about this initiative that New Holland kind of announced going on a year ago now. In support of the ethanol industry and working in partnership with Growth Energy and American Ethanol. How is that going for New Holland?
That has been going fantastic. We started it back in about March of 2012, and it's been growing in popularity, getting the news out that New Holland is supporting our farmers through Growth Energy. And it's kind of a grassroots, and it's just been snowballing out there. There's a lot of interest in it. We've been doing several meetings with farmers and customers, and it's really starting to show up that, New Holland is the only equipment manufacturer that is supporting Growth Energy right now, and it's really been great for us.
Well, I've said it before, I think it's a bold move, since we have not seen other companies make that, at least at this point. You mentioned the meetings that you've had with farmers out there. What kind of things do you hear, or what do they say when they come to find out about what you're doing here?
Well, there's been a lot of farmers that have actually come up and thanked us for doing this. It's something that they've been trying to get the word out, and the more people we can tell that, some of the myths about ethanol, the better off we are.
So if farmers out there would like to know more or see if there's some way they can participate or support themselves what you're doing, what would you suggest?
They need to go to where they're selling their grain to the ethanol plants, and if that plant is part of Growth Energy, if they're selling enough product, they're part of the plan to where they can get discounts on equipment. Plus, then if they buy the equipment, New Holland spends some money with Growth Energy.
Well, it sounds like kind of like a win-win for everybody, I guess you would say, and we'll try to point people there. Thank you very much, Jim, for talking with me here. We've been visiting here in Kansas City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.